Okay, we're on Gimel Amid Beis. Five lines from the bottom of the page. Basically, there was Reb Shimon ben Pazi. The Gemara was discussing like this. Basically, Beisil and Beishami made a decree, and then Gamliel and his Bezdin nullified the decree. So the question is, what is it? Really, you could do it until Shemitah. Well, there's different answers to the Gemara. You could do it until Shemitah. You can plow and do everything. They said Pesach. Then Gamliel nullified it. So the Gemara is asking, what do you mean? It's not Beisil and Beishami. The Gemara asked the question, how can you nullify an earlier Bezdin? So the last thing the Gemara said was, from Hillel and Beishami, when they made the Takana, said that whoever wants can nullify the decree. That's what the last thing what we're up to in the Gemara. So now Mamish, five lines from the end of the page. So the Gemara says, Vahani Hilchus and Ninu, how could you say this is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? Meaning, 30 days before Yom Tov, before Rosh Hashanah. It's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that you have to stop plowing. So Gemara says, it's not, it's Kroininu, it's a clear Pasuk. So the Gemara asks, Hani Hilchus Ninu, what do you mean it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? The 30 days before Yom Tov that you're not allowed to already plow for the sabbatical year. The Gemara says, Kroininu, it's a Pasuk. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, it says in the Torah, Bachorish of Akatsa Tishbeis, that during the sabbatical year, you have to rest from plowing and reaping, harvesting the field. So Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva says in this Pasuk, Ein Tzorach Le'Mechorish V'Katsa Shel Shvius, the Torah says like this, you have to rest from plowing and harvesting. So Rabbi Kiva says, 1 minute, that Pasuk is not talking about Shemitah itself, because Shemitah already says, Sotchole Sizr V'Chamachole Sizmer. The Torah already says in a different place, you can't plow the field. So why is the Torah adding another Pasuk now that you can't plow or harvest? It teaches us, Chodesh Shel Erev Shvius, that you have 30 days before Shenichnas L'Shvius, which goes in before Shvius, and the harvesting of Shemitah that goes into after Shemitah. Meaning as follows. One Pasuk says, don't work during Shemitah. Another Pasuk says, you have to rest from harvesting and plowing. Right? Now, what is that extra Pasuk teaching us? Shemitah, no plowing? That already says in the Pasuk. So Rabbi Kiva says, what is the Torah teaching us? You have to add before Shemitah, and you have to add after Shemitah. Which means, according to Rabbi Kiva, that not only are you not allowed to plow during Shemitah, you can't plow even before Shemitah.
How much before?
So normally, in fields, 30 days is something. We're not done yet, but Rabbi Shmuel, on top of the page, Rabbi Shmuel says, No, he says no. Ma chodesh reshus, what does it mean? That you're not allowed to plow it. Just like plowing is only when it's discretionary, meaning when you choose to, I'll explain in a second, when you choose to do it, avkotze reshus, the same thing, which reaping, which harvesting is forbidden when you want to do it, which excludes yatzikotze ra'emeshi mitzvah. I can't believe this tonight. Which excludes the cutting of the Eimer, which is a mitzvah. The Gemara says like this. There's argument to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, what this extra Pasuk is teaching us. One thing is for sure, it's an extra Pasuk. Okay? Because the Torah already says don't work during Shemitah. Now the Torah comes along and says, okay, B'chadish v'katsa tishbeit, you have to rest from plowing and harvesting. So Rabbi Kiva says, what does it teach us? To include, not only Shemitah can you not work, before Shemitah and after Shemitah. You can't work. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it teaches us a different thing. The what? We're likening chodesh to katzid, plowing to harvesting. When you plow, there's never a mitzvah to plow. There's never a mitzvah to plow. Any plowing is elective. And the Torah says, we're likening chodesh to harvesting. which means what harvesting is forbidden during Shemitah? Elective harvesting that you're not commanded to do. But if there's a mitzvah to harvest, for instance, there's a mitzvah to cut the Omer, that you're allowed to do. So basically, Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Shmuel are arguing, what does this extra pasuk teach us? But the bottom line, according to Rabbi Akiva, it already says that 30 days before you can't plow. So what do you mean, Hillel and Shammai made a takana that 30 days before Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow? It's a pasuk in Chumash. What do you want to tell me, Allah HaMashim Esina? It's not Allah HaMashim Esina, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Now, the Rabbi Kiva, you see, bottom line, that according to Rabbi Kiva, you're not allowed to plow before and after Shemitah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Hillel and Shammai made it? What do you mean it's Halach L'Mashim Sinai? It's Psukim and Chumash. What?
When it says Becharish with the Farsi Tishport,
right.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's talking about Shabbat. It's not talking
about Shabbat. No, the Pasuk is speaking about Shemitah. But Rabbi Shmuel, right. Now, but they write, the second part, you can't talk about Shabbos. Even that, it's not necessarily talk about Shabbos. It's talking about the year of Shemitah. That's why, even Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel speaks about Chodesh and Kotzer, he's talking about not on Shabbos, but he's talking about Shemitah.
He's saying that we can do Omer on Shabbat, not on Shemitah. Discretionary we cannot do, but obligatory.
I'm sorry, Rashi, you're right. Rashi says it's on Shabbos, correct. Correct. But Rabbi Kiva learns this pasuk completely only by Shemitah. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. So the bottom line of the question is it halacha l'meshem Sinai that 30 days before Shemitah he can't work, or is it psukim? Can be both. Elam and Rav Nachman Yitzchok said that what? Ki gemire hilchisa, when does the halacha l'meshem Sinai permit plowing for the sake of l'mishle yalda? It's to permit the young saplings. Meaning, the Gemara quoted before, the halacha l'meshem Sinai, that you're allowed to plow when there's young tree saplings. So over there, you're allowed to do things in the field, because if you don't do it, you're going to ruin the fields. You're going to ruin the trees. And in fact, that was what the Gemara said before. There was, the halacha l'meshem Sinai, where is in the Gemara? There was the case of the saplings.
The ten saplings
that you're allowed to work in the field. Now, it says like this. Halacha l'meshem Sinai permitted the plowing for the trees. The pasuk forbids doing it to a mature tree. Okay? Which already, now you don't need any more, because it's already growing. It's already grown. You don't need to work. It's not going to damage the tree if you don't do it. So the Gemara says like this. 30 days before Shemitah, we learn you're not allowed to plow. So the Gemara says, what's the thing is like this. There's a halacha l'meshem Sinai, and there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, you cannot plow an old tree. The halacha l'meshem Sinai is that 30 days before Shemitah, you can plow a young tree. Because otherwise you're going to damage the tree. So there's two things. There's halacha l'meshem Sinai, and there's a pasuk. The pasuk forbids plowing 30 days before Shemitah for a mature tree, and halacha l'meshem Sinai permits for the young saplings. So the Gemara asks, the kivan the hilchasal mishle yalda, if the halacha l'meshem Sinai permits only a young sapling, lab memele skena asura, so then for sure an old tree is forbidden. The Gemara asks like this, halacha l'meshem Sinai says, a young tree you're allowed to. Isn't that clear that an old tree you're not allowed to? So what do I need a pasuk for? What did the Gemara just answer? The pasuk that says you're not allowed to plow before Shemitah refers to an old tree. The halacha Meshem Sinai tells us a young tree you are allowed to plow.
So what do we need both?
Planted and expecting to benefit from it soon.
Well, the bottom line of it is...
What do you mean both?
Right, that's the Gemara's question. What do you need both? If the halacha Meshem Sinai permits only a young sapling because it's going to get ruined if not... So, of course, it's understood a mature tree. You're not allowed to plow 30 days before Shemitah. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to plow it? It's understood from the halacha Meshem Sinai.
Maybe a young tree needs more caring. An old tree don't have to.
That's not the point. The point is, 30 days before Shemitah, the Chachamim were lenient, that we don't want to ruin trees. So if it's a young tree, if you don't take care of it, you're going to ruin it. Plowing around it and so on. An old tree, nothing's going to ruin. You might not make it better, but you're not going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara's question is basically, what's going on over here? What's Halacha Meshem Sinai? What's the Pasuk? What's going on over here? So the Gemara answers a very simple answer. Ele Hilchas Rabbi Shmuel, Kroy LeRabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, you're right. We don't need both. According to one opinion, you need the psukim. According to the other opinion, you have Halacha Meshem Sinai. Meaning like this.
What's the psukim?
1 second. During Shemitah, it's a given. From Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it's a given. We're saying here in the Gemara that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, you're already not allowed to plow. Where do we know that from? Rabbi Akiva says... You learn it out from a pasuk. Bechadish uvekatzit tishbeis. Why do I need that pasuk? The Torah already says you can't plow during Shemitah. Why do I need another pasuk to tell me don't plow? So Rabbi Akiva says, what does this pasuk teach me? That 30 days before Shemitah you also can't plow. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't use bechadish uvekatzit for that. He uses it to teach us that you can cut the omer on Shabbos. So therefore, how do I know 30 days before Shemitah you're not allowed to plow a field? From Halacha L'Meshem Sinai. That is... Correct. That's what Rav Nachum Ben Yitzchak says. We don't need both. In other words, we don't need both to teach me the same din that 30 days before Shemitah you're not allowed to plow. Rabbi Akiva uses a pasuk to teach me 30 days before Shemitah you're not allowed to plow. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, who uses the pasuk for something else, so how does he know that 30 days before Shemitah you can't plow? From Halacha L'Meshem Sinai. And that's the whole issue of what the Gemara was saying before. That Halacha L'Meshem Sinai is 30 days before Shemitah. Beis Elul and Beis Shammai made it from Pesach and Shavuos. And Am Gamliel nullified Hillel and Shammai's Takana, and they left it to the biblical thing of 30 days before Shemitah. So then the Gemara asks, but it's not Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, it's Psukim. So the Gemara answers, you're right. For Rabbi Shmuel, it's Halacha L'Meshem Sinai. For Rabbi Akiva, it's Psukim. So the bottom line of this opinion so far in the Gemara is as follows. Min HaTorah clearly, clear Chumash, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you also can't. How? Either Halacha L'Meshem Sinai or a Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, Rabbi Kiva holds it's a Pasuk. Then Hillel and Shammai came and said, hey, we're going to be Machmir more. Pesach and Shavuos, you got to already stop plowing. That means a half a year before Shemitah, you got to stop plowing. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin came and said, forget it. We're undoing what Hillel and Shammai said. So the Gemara asked before, but how could you undo an earlier Bezdin? Because Hillel and Shammai, when they made the Takana, said, whoever wants to come and break it has a right to break it. I mean, not any Jew, a Bezdin that can break it will break it. So that's this opinion. What?
It's based on a pasuk, or Halacha Meshem Sinai, isn't that the right?
The what?
Halacha Meshem Sinai.
Yeah, it's the right.
Not necessarily. According to the Rambam, Malacha Meshum Sin is Midrabanan. It's not a Torah Dikah law. Other Rishonim hold that anything which has Halacha Meshum Sinai has biblical things to it. Yeah, but Halacha Meshum Sinai, they say, even the Gemara is given to Meshum Sinai. But they say that it doesn't have, the Rambam holds Halacha Meshum Sinai is not biblical. Any Halacha you learn from Halacha Meshum Sinai is not biblical.
So what has, I mean, what has more stringency? Is it
a pasuk?
Pasuk does?
Sure. Nothing stronger than a pasuk. That's it. I mean, that's clear. You know, it's open.
So they're basing it on a pasuk. That's even more than that.
But not according to Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk has nothing to do with Shemitah. The pasuk b'chodesh v'katzit tishbe has to do with Shabbos. So before Rosh Hashanah, you have no pasuk, according to Rabbi Shmuel, to teach me you can't plow. It's only Halacha Meshum Sinai. How much? 30 days. Okay, now,
you're allowed to cut the Omer on Shabbos.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, you could. I don't remember. Okay, now, Rabbi Yechon answers a different answer. He said, "Ram Gamliel ubeis dinai midaraisa batalu." The pre-Shemitah prohibition, Ram Gamliel and his Beis Din proved from Torah that it doesn't exist.
What did they prove?
That 30 days before Shemitah doesn't exist.
How much does it?
Who proved this?
Ram Gamliel and his Beis Din.
Yeah.
That means there was a time people were keeping it, and the Gamliel said, you're making a mistake. And the Gemara is going to explain now what the story is. So he says like this. Because basically, the Gemara asked a question before. If you remember, it's important just to understand the various opinions of the Gemara. The Gemara asked before, if it's Halacha Meshu, if it's Minateira, so what do you mean Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din uprooted a biblical din? So the Gemara is explaining, no, you got it all wrong. Biblically, it's only 30 days before. Hillel and Shammai made it a half a year before. And they broke off Hillel and Shammai. And therefore, they kept the biblical law of 30 days. That was the Gemara's answer that we just learned. Rabbi Yechonon says,
uh-uh.
Not even that. Ram Gamliel and his Beis Din took away even 30 days before. How could that be? He says, like this. My time, why did Ram Gamliel do it? He says, Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, Mishabbos Bereshis. We learn out, Shabbos Bereshis means Shabbos. Okay? Because Shemitah is also called Shabbos. So how do you differentiate between Shemitah and Shabbos? So the Gemara calls Shabbos, Shabbos Bereshis, meaning Shabbos of creation. So it says, by Shemitah, and the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, by Shabbos it says, seventh day is Shabbos. And by Shemitah, it says, the Shavsa Haaretz, Shabbos LaHashem. Right? So by Shemitah it says Shabbos, and by Shabbos it says Shabbos. So therefore, what do we learn out? Ma lahalani asura, just like by Shabbos. When is Shabbos asur? Shabbos is asur, to do melacha. Before Shabbos, can you do work? Yes. After Shabbos, you could do work? Yes. So he says the same thing with Shemitah. Because Torah calls them both Shabbos. And there's a din of a Gezeder Shava, which they received from the Rebbe all the way back from Har Sinai, that we liken one din to the next. So if we're likening Shemitah to Shabbos, if Shabbos you could do Malacha before and after, so Shemitah you could also do work before and after. 1 second. So Malahal and Josik by Shabbos, meaning Shabbos. Lefonel Achra Mutarim. I mean, he has surah. The day of Shabbos itself is forbidden. The fanel achra mutar, before and after, is allowed. Avkan. The same thing with Shemitah year. The fanel achra mutar. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. We just learned it out from a pasuk. We just learned it out halachal meshim esinai. Since when can a gzeir shava uproot a pasuk in Chumash? Maskel of Ravashi. Ravashi asked a simple question. What are you talking about? Man do amay hilchasa. If you say 30 days before is halacha mishum Sinai, asi gzeir shava. How can a hilchasa can gzeir shava uproot a halacha mishum Sinai? Or man do amay kra. The opinion of Rabbi Kiva that says it's a pasuk 30 days before. Asi gzeir shava akri kra. Can gzeir shava come and uproot a pasuk? Meaning, how can you formulate your own gzeir shava to uproot a din in Chumash? You can't do that. So the Gemara says it doesn't. The Rav Ashi says, "What are you telling me?" Rabbi Gamliel came and said, "No, you guys are keeping the wrong stuff. You guys are keeping 30 days before. There's no such din. Where do I know there's no such din from gzeir shava? Here it says Shabbos. There it says Shabbos." So Rav Ashi said, what do you mean, Gzeir Shav could just throw out psukim?
He's using a weaker point rather
than... Yeah. So he says, I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said like this. He answers very interestingly. Dam Gamliel Beis Dinei, Savil Krabi Shmol, that says Ilchus Gemirola. We just learned that Rabbi Kiva says we learn out 30 days before Shemitah from a Pasuk. Rabbi Shmol learns out from Alach HaMeshem Sinai. So Rav Gamliel holds like Rabbi Shmol. That is no psukim. It's a lochal meshim esinai. But, how can the Gzeir Shava uproot halachal meshim esinai? So he says, v'chi gemere hilchasa, when is halachal meshim esinai? Only bizman she beis migdash kayim. Only when the beis migdash was around. Dumya de nisach hamayim, similar to the nisach hamayim, similar to the din of pouring water on the Mizbeach. When was it? Only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning like this. Before the Gemara said, the Gemara mentioned a whole bunch of Halacha Meshim Sinais. Here. Esenetius, Arava, and Nisach HaMayim Halacha Meshim Sinai. The Gemara said before on the other page, the din of the 10 saplings that you could work before Shemitah, and pouring water on the Mizbeach, and Simchas Beis HaSheva, and the Arava to walk around every day in the Beis HaMikdash with an Arava, these things don't say anywhere in Chumash. Where do we learn it out from? Halacha L'Meshim Sinai. But when is it Halacha L'Meshim Sinai? Only when there's a Beis HaMikdash.
Really?
Well, you can't pour water on the Mizbeach any other time.
What about other ones, though?
Like, no, but the Gemara says these three things are going together. What do they say? Rabasi and Imre Beshunuchun Yish, these asinatiyas, Arab and Nisach HaMayim, these three things are categorized together. There's many Allah HaMashim HaSinais. These things they put together. So what did they say?
Can you repeat them one more time, please?
The 10 saplings that you could work before Shemitah, 30 days.
Okay.
Pouring water on the Mizbeach. And going around with the Arav in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now, those two things, there's three things, right? Two out of the three were only when the Beis HaMikdash exists. You don't pour water on the Mizbeach today. You don't walk around the Mizbeach with an Arav today. So the same thing, Nisach HaMayim is only forbidden when, I'm sorry, when can you work in the field? Only by young trees, but old trees not. When? During the Beis HaMikdash.
Why did they, I'm curious, what the connection is between these three?
They were all mentioned together at the same time shows there's a connection between the three. Now, if two clearly you see only apply during the Beis HaMikdash, so then the third one also only applies to the Beis HaMikdash.
So, the obvious one. So
therefore, the whole concept of not working 30 days before Yom Tov by mature trees, not by the saplings, by older trees, mature trees, you're not allowed to work 30 days before Shemitah. When did that Halacha L'Meshem Sinai apply? Only during the Beis HaMikdash.
So Rav Gamliel
came now and said, I'm going to show you from Gzeir Shava that nowadays it's allowed. So they didn't uproot Halacha Meshem Sinai. The Gemara thought Halacha Meshem Sinai is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, no work. Comes along and Gamliel, it says, here's Shabbos, there's Shabbos. Shabbos, you could do work before and after. So Shemitah Shabbos, you could also do work before and after. So the Gemara says, but you're uprooting Halacha Meshem Sinai. So he's answering, no, we're not uprooting Halacha Meshem Sinai, because Halacha Meshem Sinai, that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to do work, was only during the Beis HaMikdash.
Was that their Kavana, though?
Yeah.
That should only stand during the time of the
Mikdash? Yeah. And meaning, so that's what they explain. The Mefarshim explained, Rashi and the Mefarshim, that Rabbi Gamliel is not uprooting the din of the Torah. It seems that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, people kept on their tradition of not doing it 30 days before. So Rabbi Gamliel said, guys, you're making a mistake. That was only during the Beis HaMikdash. But now I'll show you from a pasuk that you could work 30 days before Shemitah.
And Rabbi Gamliel lived after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
Right.
Do we know the reasons why at that time they made this takana?
Why what?
Why they paskin that 30 days before the Shemitah you're not allowed to work during the Beis HaMikdash only? Where did they come from?
Halacha Meshem
Sinai. Or, what's the kavanah?
Or Rabbi Kiva learned it out from a psukim, Chodesh Shivakot Satish Beis.
Which one of the 13 principles would you say
would be? Gzeir Shaver?
Yeah.
Second one, right? Analogy between two laws established on the basis of identical expressions in the biblical text. In Hebrew, it's two words. Gzeir Shaver. It's a whole Megillah. No, you have to understand, though. A Gzeir Shaver, from one side, is very powerful. I'll give you an example. You just read Kavuchemer Gzeir Shaver, the first two, right? Kavuchemer, the Gemara says, any person can make a Kavuchemer. The Gemara says, Adam don Kavuchemer Ma'atzmi. Person who has intelligent brain can make a Kavuchemer. But you can't punish somebody based on a Kavuchemer. You know why? Maybe you're wrong. You have a good idea, but it's not valid enough to punish somebody. In other words, you can't come along and say, if eating chazer gets whipped, this sin for sure gets whipped. So therefore we're going to go whip you. That doesn't work, because maybe you're wrong. A gzeir shava is very powerful. But a gzeir shava from the other side is very funny. What's a gzeir shava? Here it says Shabbos. The gzeir shava here. By Shabbos it says Shabbos, and by Shemitah it says Shabbos. So we liken Shemitah to Shabbos. Right? And therefore, just like Shabbos only 24 hours is forbidden, so Shemitah only the year is forbidden. Not before, not after. Yeah. I mean, nobody could say, because it says here Vayidaber, and here it says Vayidaber, so we're going to liken the whole, here it says Moshe, and there it says Moshe, here it says Hashem, and there it says Hashem, so therefore, it doesn't work like that. The Gemara says, Exeir Shava, as powerful it is, because you do punish an Exeir Shava, you do learn out a lot of Dinam Exeir Shava, but you can't make your own. This has to be traditionally accepted from your Rebbe, from his Rebbe, all the way back to Meshur Rabbeinu Har Sinai. I'll give you an example where Exeir Shava is in practical halacha. There's a mitzvah eating matzah and Pesach, and the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah and sukkahs. Yeah? And by Pesach it says, B'chamisha asa yom. When's Pesach? The 15th. When's sukkahs? Sukkahs is the 15th. So the Gemara learns that because Pesach it says 15, and sukkahs it says 15, we learn out Pesach from sukkahs. And sukkahs from Pesach. To give you an example, you cannot eat in the sukkah tonight, when you have to do the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. You cannot bring in sukkahs early and eat in the sukkah early. Why not? No, but you could bring Shabbos in early. You can make Kiddush early.
You can't eat matzah early.
Why not? Because by matzah it says, Balayla Hazeh. By matzah, it says, you have to eat it at night. So the Gemara says, then sukkahs, you also have to eat it at night. Then the Gemara takes it even a step further. The Gemara asks, if that's the case, that we should eat matzah and sukkis and sit in the sukkah on Pesach. If we're learning out one din from the next, so then the Gemara asks, the question, that we should eat matzah and sukkis, and Pesach we should sit in the sukkah. So the Gemara answers, we learn out from psukim. Because what does it say by Pesach? It says, this night eat matzah. Meaning, sukkis not. But other dinim, that it has to be at night, you know, whatever. That we learn out, tackle one thing from the next. That's just that comes immediately to mind, the Gzeir Shava, that's a practical halacha. But, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel, who learned this Gzeir Shava, Shabbos, said that itself teaches us that before Shemitah you're allowed to work. There's a halacha l'meshi m'Sinai that said 30 days before you can't. So he says it's not a contradiction. The halacha l'meshi m'Sinai was only during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, Shem Gamliel says, there is no more halacha l'meshi m'Sinai, so I'm going to show you from Chumash that you're allowed to work out of Shvius. Just like you can work before Shabbos, so you can work before Shemitah.
But
there's
an exception. On Shabbos, you certainly can't do Erev Shabbos.
Like what?
That would cause for something to be cooked on Shabbat.
There's nothing to do with Melacha. You could do Melacha until Shabbos. You don't have to stop 4 hours before.
There's nothing that you can't do on Friday afternoon.
No. I mean, there's certain rabbinic things that they said, but not... Okay. So therefore, it's interesting. Now at the bottom, he summarizes the three opinions that we had so far in the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Pazi said, and by the way, there's going to be halachic differences between these opinions, even though today it's not relevant because we don't have these laws anyway. According to the first opinion of the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rav Gamliel nullified Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel of starting from Pesach and Shavuos. But the 30-day period before Shemitah, which is biblical, Rambam Gamliel didn't stop. Even nowadays. Then when you go to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, when they ask the question, what do you mean, it's Hillel and Shammai made the gezeira of not working before Shemitah, it's in the Chumash. So what did they answer, Rav Shimon ben Pazi? The Torah speaks about 30 days before Shemitah. Hillel and Shammai were talking from Pesach and Shavuos. Remember that you can't work. So Rabbi Gamliel, according to the first opinion of the Gemara, nullified that opinion. Oh. So biblically, though, the 30-day period still stays. That Rabbi Gamliel didn't touch. So, Rabbi Gamliel only touched Hillel and Shammai's decree.
6 months prior.
6 months or Shavuos, whatever. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the Gemara basically rejected, Rabbi Gamliel nullified the Torah's din, okay, even during the Beis HaMikdash's time. And the Gemara said, how do you uproot a din? And then the Gemara's third answer is that no, the Halacha L'Meshi M'Sinai is only existing during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But after the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to work all the way until Shemitah. So in a practical sense, there's a big argument at the end of our Gemara. 30 days before Shemitah, after the Beis HaMikdash, can you work in the field or not? According to the first opinion of the Gemara, you cannot. Rav Gamliel had nothing to do with that. Rav Gamliel only stopped the Pesach and Shavuos early times, but 30 days before Shemitah is biblically forbidden, according to the first answer of the Gemara. And according to Rav Ashi's answer of the Gemara, Rav Gamliel even uprooted the 30-day period before Shemitah. According to Rav Gamliel, nowadays, you can work all the way until Shemitah. Does Halacha L'Meshi M'Sinai. That's only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But by the way, Rabbi Akiva would hold even nowadays 30 days before you can't. Because he learns it out from a pasuk. B'chadish v'katzit tishbeis. The Halacha is, by the way, today, you can work until Shemitah.
No 30 days?
No.
Don't we say Rabbi between...
It's interesting. He brings down when the temple will be rebuilt, it's going to go back again.
Oh, yeah, 30 days?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, because the
Beis Hamikdash
should be built.
Right. And then you go back to Halacha Mishum Mesinai. The Halacha Mishum Mesinai is, whenever there's a Beis Hamikdash, 30 days before you can't work. No Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't apply.
I mean, this week, Parasha, Rashi said that the arguments between Rabbi Aviva and Rabbi Ishmael, we should follow Rabbi Aviva, according to Masechet Yeruvin.
Right, well, but that's... Here we are not, because here you got Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din.
Even though they came after them.
Right. No, Rabbi Gamliel was before Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Gamliel was before Rabbi Kiva.
The third rabbi that you mentioned, was his name? The last one we just talked about? After Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi... The opinion
Shimon
that...
Ashim.
So, what does he do with that law concerning the Beis Hamikdash? But not that it was a...
He says we don't learn enough from Halacha Mishum Sinai. The first opinion says no. The first opinion said the Halacha Mishum Sinai 30 days was always.
Was always?
Yeah.
Not only during the times of Beis Hamikdash?
Right.
Ah, that's what he's saying?
Right. So you got a bunch of opinions over here. Number one, according to Rabbi Kiva, 30 days before Shemitah is a pasuk. The Chodesh of Akatsa Tishbis. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Halacha Mishum Sinai. Now, even that is two opinions. Was Halacha Mishum Sinai always, or only when there was a Beis Hamikdash? That's what we have from the outcome of the Gemara. Now, the Halacha, the Rishain and Paskin, that it's Halacha Mishum Sinai 30 days before, and only when there's a Beis Hamikdash. What?
Shemitah still applies today.
Yes.
When did Yevil stop?
Yevil stopped when in the middle of the second Beis Hamikdash.
In the middle of the Beis Hamikdash?
Yeah. Not in the middle, but before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Because already then, Jews went into Golos. And the din of Yevil only applies B'chol Yeshveh Allah, when all the Jews live in Israel. As long as there was a big amount. The Rambam says, all the dinim of Eved Ivri, of Yevil, all these dinim stopped during the era of the second Beis Hamikdash. Not in the middle. The middle was the Hanukkah story. But, the last 100 years or so.
Right. Do we separate Truma and Meiser?
We're in Israel.
Well, I'm saying during the Shemitah year, we're not allowed to do it.
No, you're not to plant the grain. From Hefke, you don't have to.
Oh,
you don't have to. Okay. Now you close the Gemara.
No, I know it.
You know it by heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meiser of money applies, thank you.
Okay. Now the Gemara is going back. Because the Gemara finished this Gemara. Okay. Now, the Mishnah stated it in. We're going back to Chol HaMoed. We'll forget Shemitah for a while. We're going back to Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah said... The Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechta, said a Beis HaShalchan, an irrigated field, you can water during Shemitah. Because it's a loss of money. Okay, it's therefore the Chacham permitted it. But, the Gemara says, not me make Shamim, you can't water even an irrigated field from rainwater, or me may akil from water of a well. That's what the Mishnah said. Meaning, you can irrigate a field, but not from the pool of water, or not from rainwater from a well. Okay? Not from water of a well. Okay? Now, Gemara asks,
rainwater?
Right, and not from well water. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara was discussing, what's the problem with Chol HaMoed? It's not Shemitah. What's the problem? A loss of money we permit, but even a loss of money, the Chachamim permitted only if you don't overwork yourself. If this was called Tirchi Yaseida, even for a loss of money, the Chachamim did not permit you to work on Chol HaMoed. We're going to have to move our brains from Shemitah to Chol HaMoed. No, because it's different dinim. Basically, you're not allowed to work Chol HaMoed. That we learned in the Mishnah. But for two instances, you're allowed to. If there's a loss of money, and you're not working too much. That should be two criterias. A loss of money, plus you're not working allowed. A lot. So the Gemara says, what can't you water a field with? Rainwater or water from a well?
So what kind of water?
One minute. No. They're saying before, if you have a well water that comes up by itself, and you're just directing the water.
Dig a well.
Right, you can't dig a well.
Are these just stamalakot, or is it like if someone's a farmer? Or?
Yeah, of course.
But if you needed to make a living, so you could work a lot?
Yeah, if there's have some. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara asks a question. Bishleima meikilun. I understand. Water of a well, you can't. Why? Because ikatirchi yaseda. There's a lot of work involved in it. Why? A well is deep. How do you get water from a well? You gotta pulley up the water and the bucket, and it's pushing a lot of work. So therefore, we understand though. But the Gemara says, al meg shamim, but rainwater, my tirchi ika. What problem, what great work is there with watering from rainwater? So the Gemara says, Amir Abeloi, Amir Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Eloi says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Gzeira, make shamim, otu mekilin. You're right. Mekilin, you're not allowed to because there's a lot of work. You know why you can't use rainwater? Because if you water a field with rainwater, you come to water it with well water. And well water is a lot of work. So the Chacham said, you know what, no rainwater either.
What do you do with, how do you get rainwater? I would assume the well water is the rainwater.
No, normally rainwater. Well, it depends. Soon the Gemara is going to explain. You know what the problem with rainwater is? How do you get rainwater? With buckets and schlepping in pails. So that's the same thing like a well. Now the Gemara thought.
But what are they referring to?
No, because the Gemara thinks. Now the Gemara is speaking. The Gemara is thinking. They're speaking about rainwater next to the field. And therefore, all you have to do is guide the water with your foot even. Just lead it. Once you get the water going, it goes by itself. Right. So the Gemara says, so what's wrong with rainwater? It's not a lot of work. So the Gemara says, what we're afraid of, if you use rainwater, then you're going to use well water.
We learned something similar to this a few passages
ago. Yeah, in the Mishnah. No, I mean...
Before,
no, this is what the Gemara is talking about.
Would they also dig like trenches for the rainwater to fall into?
Sure.
So was that considered a malach? I mean, asur on Chol HaMoed?
Did you do it before?
We learned digging. You can't. But the Gemara says, "Become a fligi b'Rab Zeira." They're arguing in the din of Rab Zeira. No, I'm sorry, you skipped a line. Rav Ashi says no. Make shamim gufayuli day make kilanos. A pool of rainwater itself will come to be like water of a well, meaning you're going to need a pail. Meaning as follows, there's two reasons why you can't do rainwater. Well water, everybody says, you know why you can't water a field with well water? It's a lot of work. You have to go into the well and schlep. Rainwater, you also can't do, Mishnah says. Why not? So there's two reasons in the Gemara. One, Rabbi Yechanan says the reason is because you might use well water. That means rainwater itself is not the problem. You might come, if you use rainwater, they're going to use well water. And the second opinion, what Rav Ashi says, no. Because even rainwater, you're going to end up using pails. Why? When you have a field that has an accumulation of rain, okay, so at the beginning, all you have to do is lead the water into the other field. But when the water gets down, how are you going to get that water?
With buckets.
So even rainwater is extra work. So in other words, one opinion says rainwater is not a problem. It's only exeda, we might use well water. And the second opinion says, no, rainwater itself could be a problem. And the Gemara says, Kamafligi bid Rab Zayda. They're arguing in Rab Zayda's din. What does Rab Zayda say? He says like this, streams that draw water from ponds of rainwater, you can water the fields in Chol HaMoed. So what does he say? You can water a field on Chol HaMoed with a pond of rainwater. Aya Mishnah says you can't. So Gemara says, what are they arguing about? Very simple. Mad Isli Rav Zeira, Ravashi, who says that you're afraid the rainwater itself would be extra work. So Ravashi holds like Rav Zeira, and Mad Rav Yechanan does not agree with Rav Zeira, meaning as follows. What does Ravashi say? Why can't you water from a rain field? Because the water is going to drop down, and you're going to end up using pails. But if it's a river of rainwater, it's never going to go down. You'll always have enough rainwater, you won't need pails. So in that case, Rab Zeira is correct by saying you can water a field and Chol HaMoed from a rain field. Because the rain field is enough rainwater that you're not going to use pails. And the other opinion that says that you can't use any rainwater because you might use well water, they argue in Rab Zeira's din, and they say you can't even use that rainwater. You can never use rainwater. Because if you can use rainwater, then you're going to end up using well water, and well water is taka a big bother.
What if you have sprinklers? Oh yeah, it's like a free running river of rainwater.
If you have, by the way, I mean that's the our din today. Can you water your lawn Chol HaMoed?
If you do on Shabbos, why not Chol HaMoed?
Forget Shabbos a minute. Can you do it Chol HaMoed? Can you water your grass?
It depends. Bring buckets from the river.
Then you can't. But today, it's not tircha, especially if they're on a timer. So then, it's not a problem. Why? Because if you don't water your lawn, the grass is going to die. But you can't plant a garden on Chol HaMoed. If you have a garden, you could water it. You're not allowed to plant a garden on Chol HaMoed. Because that's work. That's not a loss of money. You're not losing it. Don't plant it. Shabbos is a different story. Not everybody says you can have your sprinklers on Shabbos.
Even with the timer.
Right.
There are some.
Huh?
If it's your business, then you could plant it. No.
That's a different reason because you need the money. Is that because of the planting? You need the money, so you're allowed to do malacha because you need money to live.
There's some of asking you can have sprinklers on Shabbos.
That do or don't? What do you?
Some
which one?
Asking that you can.
Can?
Can have sprinklers on Shabbos.
Most people say you could.
If they're on a timer.
Obviously, we're not talking about standing there with a hose.
Right. Oh, really? So. Okay. So I guess it depends who you ask. Is that correct? Is that how it goes?
Well, everything in Judaism, it depends who you ask and when you ask them. or what mood they're in when you ask them.
I thought it was us across the board.
Why?
I thought I heard you say that last time. But maybe I may have misunderstood.
No, I said the Moshe Feinstein says the only thing you'll have to use timers for is lights.
Oh, that's right. That's what I mean.
But the most Pasukim disagree.
Okay.
Especially in a place of California like where people know that sprinklers are working, so then nobody's going to think that you went out and turned on your sprinklers. Mm. Today, when you drive by, you see sprinklers going in a lawn. What do you think the first thing? It's on a timer. Nobody thinks the guy went and turned it on.
Why? Because of that reason.
Correct. It would be a shaila. You know, they have the sprinklers you take manually and put them on and then you turn on the water and it goes like this, you know. Mm-hmm. Those sprinklers, those would be a shout to leave on Shabbos. Because right. Somebody might think you're turning them on Shabbos. Right. Right. That would be a problem. But
if you could have running water, just keep going, would people allowed to use the slip and slide, you know, kids that they go on?
You mean like in New York when the hydrants are on? It's open. Turn on the hydrants during during the summer.
Slip and slide is like, you know.
I know. It is. You can. There's a lot of reasons you can't get your clothes wet. It washes the clothing. I mean, okay. Anyway, so the Gemara basically came to the conclusion now like this: it's clear in the Mishnah that you're allowed to irrigate fields that need irrigation because otherwise you're going to lose money. But if there's tirchi yaseidi, you can't. So well water, we understand clear according to all opinions, is because of tircha, because of bother. Rainwater, there's two opinions. One opinion is rainwater itself is to water it with, you know, bringing rainwater is not a problem of tircha, but you might come to use well water, which is a tircha. Or the second opinion, Rabbi Yechanan says, I mean, Rav Ashi says, that on the contrary, this itself you might come to have a pail. What's the difference? If you're in a field where it's not going to go below level. In other words, with pan-fed streams, there's no fear, like in the last case of Rav Zeira, that water would be dropping low. If they were not afraid, then we're not afraid that you're going to come and use pails. So it's a lot.
I would think they would put a fence even around.